Okay, we left off yesterday in the middle of Yudal Amalf, in the midst of the sugya of Smicha. So let's continue where we left off. We saw the Gemara that said that Reb Yehuda ben Bava, unfortunately, the great Gadol, the great holy Tana, risked his life and gave Smicha to the five Talmidim, and he was killed terribly. We mentioned him in the Surah Harugim Malchus, but he wanted to give Smicha, and he gave the Smicha, and he was killed. So we're in the middle of the Gemara where it says Rav Meir. Everyone got it? The Gemara says that there were other people that gave Smicha with Rav Yehuda ben Bava on the base, and they want to mention because it would be against, would not be Bekovedi. So we're in the middle of Yudalad Amin Aleph. So the Gemara says, everyone got it there in Yudalad Amin Aleph? The Gemara says, for Rav Meir, everyone got it? Let's look inside. Eli, go ahead, read the Gemara, Rav Meir.
I'm just trying to find
it. Yudalad Amin Aleph, end of the line, next to Tazid Maska, Rav Shimon. Rav Meir.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Go ahead.
Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Ben Baba's Samke.
Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and the Baba gave smicha to him. Go ahead. Vahamarad.
Vahamarabba, Baba Chana, Amar Yochanan, Kol Omer, Rav Meir, Lo Samku, Kol Omer, Rav Meir, Lo Samku, Rav Yehuda, Eno, Ela Toe.
Right. Rabba Baba Chana said the name Rav Yochanan. Anyone says Rav Meir, that Rabbi Kiva didn't give him smicha, is mistaken. Meaning Rabbi Kiva gave him smicha, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So Gemara answers, go ahead.
Rabbi Kiva.
No, Samche.
Rabbi Kiva below Kiblu, Samche Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava.
The Kiblu.
The Kiblu.
Okay, Samche Rabbi Kiva below Kiblu, Samche Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, the Kiblu. So what's the Gemara's answer? So Gemara says an amazing thing, okay? We said that smicha started with Moshe giving it to Yoshua on down. Ish mi pi ish, as the Rambam describes, as I gave you, Perek Dal Nuch Smicha. And the Rambam says that the definition of Smicha, let's get it down, is calling your Talmud what a Rebbe. The Netziv writes that Smicha is to give Siyata to Shmaya, that the Talmud should paskin properly. Okay, let's get the Netziv writes, that's what Smicha is all about, is to Siyata to Shmaya, that he should paskin properly. And the truth of the matter is that Moshe Rabbeinu put his hand on Yoshua's head. Ladoros, the Rambam says we don't do that. Did you see the Rambam on that? The Rambam says Ladoros, when they give smicha, the Rebbe did not put his hand on his head. There is one sheet in the Rishonim called the Sefer Hashtaros that did mention that a Rebbe puts his hand on the Talmud's head when smicha was given. But the Rambam says that was a one-time thing by Moshe Rabbeinu on down. Okay, he says, we don't do that. We just call him Rebbe, and that's it. Okay, the Smicha Ladoros was not done. But I want you to know, Rav Rotzweig actually pointed out the Sefer Hashtaros that says that a Rebbe did put his hand on his Talmud's head. Sefer Hashtaros is one of the Rishonim. Records that was the Minig. But the Rambam writes that's not the Minig. So, Frekta Kasha, the Gemara says, who gave Smicha to Rav Meir? Rav Yehuda ben Bava, but the Gemara says, Rav Kiva gave him Smicha. The Gemara says the following, that they did not accept the smicha that Rabbi Kiva gave him, but when it came to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, they accepted the smicha. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the back of the Gemara I gave you, that there are two tracks of smicha. There's the classical traditional smicha that is ish mi pi ish, on down, l'dore doros, okay? Ish mi pi ish. Ish mi pi ish. That's classical smicha from Moshe Yoshua, the chain of the Mesorah. But then there's another track of smicha, which the Rambam was Mechadish and Pirak Dalet Halacha Yudalf that I wanted you to see, which is called Chiddush HaSmicha. Chiddush HaSmicha, which is an amazing thing. I want you to get this down. The Rambam writes also here in the Parish Mishnah and Sanhedrin Zak, that if all the Chachamim get together and elect one Rav, then you can restart smicha. And that Rav, even though the chain was broke, you can restart smicha, Jeremy, and that Rav can give smicha on down. That's called the Chiddush HaSmicha. The Rambam Pirak Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. So I gave you that Rambam. Sorry if it was cut off. The Rambam says explicitly, it's an amazing Rambam. He writes into the Parish Mishnayos as well, right here, that we could restart smicha. Amazing. If all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael would agree to elect one Rav, then you can restart smicha. So you have two tracks of smicha, guys. Okay? So Reb Yaakov Emden says, I don't understand. When you have the classical smicha of ish v'pish, you don't need all the rabbanim to agree. If you're part of that chain, and you feel your talmud is deserving of smicha, then give him smicha. You don't need a scum of the other rabbanim. The only time you need a scum of all the other rabbanim is when you deal with track two. So Frech Reb Yaakov Emden, what's going on? How can you tell me that what, that the smicha uri of what? Of Rebbe Kiva, that he gave to Reb Meir, was not accepted by all the Chachamim. Classical smicha doesn't need a scum of all the Chachamim. That was Reb Yaakov Zemden's kasha that I wanted you to see. Okay? You got that kasha? It's an amazing kasha. It's on this, no, you don't require, the only time you need a scum of Kol HaChachamim is a scum of all the Chachamim to restart the smicha. That wasn't going on here. This was the classical smicha. Scum shel Kol HaChachamim. Kol HaChachamim be'eretz Yisrael. So I want you to get this. The Rav Zatzal quoted the name of his father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, that there's a different way to read this Gemara. Not v'lo kiblu, v'lo kiblo. What does v'lo kiblo mean? That Reb Meir himself didn't accept the smicha. Reb Meir himself, don't read it v'lo kiblu, it's v'lo kiblo. And an essential element of smicha is not just the Rebbe conferring it to the Talmud. You need the Talmud to accept it. And if the Talmud doesn't want it, it's not going to be good smicha. That's how you read the Gemara. Not v'lo kiblu, it's v'lo kiblo. That was the Rav said over from his father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Okay? So that's the first skittish we want to say today in Shir. Zach, you got it? It's a whole new way. Let's get it down. A whole new way of reading the Gemara. Not v'lo kiblu. It's v'lo kiblo. Memeila, since an essential element of accepting the smicha is what? Is the Talmud accepting it? Therefore, it's not acceptable. If he didn't want it. Now, why didn't he want it? Reb Meir loved Rebbe Kiva. You know why he didn't want it? Because he thought it was too young. At the time Rebbe Kiva gave him smicha, he was too young of a fellow. When he got the smicha from it, you would have been Baba, he was already older. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay? Now, I want to point out, and this is very critical, in the early 1500s, in Sfat, there was a movement to restart smicha. And this was written by the Sefer Ma'ari Beirav. The Ma'ari Beirav wrote in his Sefer, let's start re-smicha. And do you know who they wanted to elect? Reb Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, the Baal of the Shulchan Aruch, based on that Rambam. And there was a fellow named Reb Shlomo Ibn Chaviv, who wrote the Kuntras HaSmicha, who lived in Yerushalayim. Reb Shlomo Ibn Chaviv, who wrote the Kuntras HaSmicha, who wrote a whole pamphlet against the Ma'ari Beirav and said, no way. You need all the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael to agree, and I don't agree. And therefore, it won't get done. So the Ma'ari Beirav, I want you to get this give and take. It's a whole long Kuntras. You'll get down this give and take. The Ma'ari Beirav said back to him, you know what? When the Ram said, Kol HaChachamim, meant Rov, and we're Rov. So we want to re-elect. It said, Kol HaChachamim, but we're Rov. So they went back and forth. It didn't happen, though. But this was treated really in a very serious manner, this Rambam, the Chiddush HaSmicha. And the Rambam writes this phenomenal Chiddush. The Rambam writes this phenomenal Chiddush. So I want you to get this machlokas. Now the truth is, if you look in the Rambam said in that halacha, ladun dine knossos. Did you notice that? The Rambam says, ladun dine knossos. It could be that Chiddush HaSmicha maybe only allows you to do knossos. This was a mesorah that Reb Simcha Zelig, who was the dayan in Brisk, thought that Chiddush HaSmicha would only allow you to judge knossos, like Neva, and, you know, like Kefal and Arba the Chamisha. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's all it gives you the power to do. Possible. Allah Lamaisa. Because the Rambam did say, Ladun Dine Knossos. Did you notice that? The Rambam says, Ladun Dine Knossos. So it is possible to say that maybe that was only limited to the din of what? Dine Knossos. Reb Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan in Brisk, That's what he in fact held, that that was the pshat in the Rambam. But that is against the Maharibe Rav. Because the Maharibe Rav writes, Nochum, that one of the motivating factors to restart Smicha was as follows. The Mishnah says in the end of Makkas on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph that if a person is Chayiv Karis in his life, how do you get out of a Chayiv Karis before a person dies? If you're given Malkus by a Beis Din, Malkus can only be given if the Dayanim have Smicha. So they wanted to restart Smicha to be able to give Malkus so people wouldn't die with a Chayiv Karis in their pocket if they had one. So what do you see from the Maharibe Rav? That he understood the Rambam, that it was not limited to only Vladun Tinei Knossos. He understood that Chiddush HaSmicha would allow you even to what? Give actual Malkus. So that's the second Chiddush I want to point out here. Okay? That's the second Chiddush I want to point out. Vladun Tinei Knossos and the whole issue of what? Do you need Kol HaChachamim? Or is it what? Or is it a Rov? Oh, Rov. And the last nakuda that I want you to get on this is that the Rambam concludes with the phrase V'hadavar Sarich Echreya. What does V'hadavar Sarich Echreya mean? Jacob, what does Davar Sarich Echreya mean? In our terminology, what does Davar Sarich Echreya mean? When the Rambam's Mechadish Smicha. Sarich? When I don't have an answer sometimes, I say Sarich what? Sarich Ian, right? What does it mean when he says Sarachim, the Rambam, the Davar Sarach Echreya? He's not really sure if he's right. So that's what Reb Shlomo Ibn Chaviv said. The Rambam himself wasn't even sure if it was right. So let's write number three, Davar Sarach Echreya. Now, I don't remember, you'll write both things down in your notes. What was the Maharibe Rav's response to that? I can say one of two things. I don't remember which one he said. Okay? I didn't find it before Shir. But the Maharibe Rav who was supporting the restart, how do you get out of that Sarachim? The Sarachim wasn't going on the whole institution. I believe what he said the Sarachim was going on was, do you need, it's a little bit difficult, but do you need to have all three Dayanim have Smicha or not? I think that's what he says. Why do I think I'm right? Because did you see the Parashat Mishnayos in the Rambam? In Sanhedrin, what did the Rambam say? Rambam said it was a suffix. Do you need, when you confer smicha from a Rebbe to Talmud, do you need all three dayanim to have smicha? The Rambam, the Arach HaZaka, said beferish, all you need is one. Yeah. Which Rambam? That was Perek Dal and Alacha Gimel, right? But in the Perish Mishnayos Pinchas, he was mistapik. You follow me? So it could be that Davar Sarach Echreya was going on that issue. And we already know the Rambam had a suffix. As a young man, he wrote the Perish Mishnayos. He wrote that, Davar Sarach Echreya. So I believe that was the response of whom? That was the response of the Maharibe Rav. So let's chazer over this. Again, let's get everything, guys, okay? We began the Gemara by saying, well, what's going on here? Who gave him smicha, Reb Meir? It was Reb Yud Ben Baba, it was Reb Akiva. Gemara says, no, Reb Akiva's smicha was not accepted by the other Chachamim. Reb Meir's, Reb Yud Ben Baba's smicha was accepted. Frek Reb Yaakov Emden, what do you mean? You only need a haskama for what? The second track of Chiddush HaSmicha. If you're part of the chain and link, it's fine. You don't need a haskama of everybody. So Reb Moshe Soloveitcher, the Rav, reread the Gemara. It's not v'lo kiblu, it's v'lo kiblo. An essential element of Smicha is not just the Rebbe conferring, you need the Talmud to makabel it. And therefore, he didn't makabel it because he was a what? He was a bacher. He thought he was too young when Reb Akiva gave him Smicha. When he got Smicha from Yud and Bubba, he was older. And then we branched off and said, well, this is an amazing Chiddush, Chiddush HaSmicha. The Rambam has this concept, different than classical Smicha. They wanted to restart it. Number one, you need all the Chachamim, or is Rov enough? Number two, is it only Dinei Knossos, or even Makkos? Number three, what's the Davar Sarach Echreya? Is it going on Sarach Echreya on the whole thing, the whole institution? Maybe the Rambam's been stopping, maybe you can't do it. Or it's possible to say that Davar Sarach Echreya went back on the suffix they had in the Parish Mishnayos, then maybe when you give smicha, you need all three dayanim to have smicha. Even though he did write earlier, as Pinchas pointed out, that all you need is one. All you need is one of the three. So this is an important chiddush that you have regarding this din of what chiddush HaSmicha. It's an amazing concept. Okay, with this in mind now, let's go Vayter Negamar, okay? Vayter Negamar, let's see inside. Go ahead, Ellie, okay? Let's see. Omar.
Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz.
Ah. Now, what does that mean? It's a very troubling din. No, Judah, what does it mean, ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz? Yeah, why? It's not trumas and maestris, right? Why shouldn't smicha be able to be given outside of Eretz Yisrael? What's the big deal? So the Rav Zatzal said, where is the parsha of smicha in the Torah? When Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to who? To Yoshua. And what does it say? It says that Hashem commanded him. It's in the Psukim and Sefer Bamidbar and Parshas Pilchus Perikov Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches and Pasuk Yud Tes. It says, Kach l'chos Yeshua ben Nun, skipping a few words, V'samachtas yodcha olov. V'hamarat also l'fnei al-Azar ha-Kohen, l'fnei kol ha'id v'siviso also le'inehem. And the Medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni says the word sivui means divrei Torah, meaning that there is two types of smichas here. There's the smicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to give smicha to Yoshua, and then he said, I want you also to command him with nei kol ha'eda. Meaning that there's a notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's the notion of a Klal Yisrael. The smicha was given in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the smicha was given also in front of Klal Yisrael. And the Rav said, and that's the Rambam I gave in those two Perish Mishnayos. In Perish Mishnayos and Becharis, Perik Dalid, and Perish Mishnayos and Hurius, Yaakov. You can have 10 million Jews in diaspora, and you can have 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Where's the tzibur? Eretz Yisrael. The audience of Hashem and Klal Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael. In order to give smicha, you have to have the audience of Klal Yisrael. The only way you have the audience of Klal Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Rav suggested, based on that those two Rambams, ain't smicha and Eretz Yisrael. Because smicha requires the audience of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Lashem Arts Lo. But it requires Adas Klal Yisrael. And where is that, Jeremy? Only Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful Rambam. You want to find a Tzioni Rambam, that's the Rambam, those two Rambams. You can have 10 million Jews in the diaspora, 10 Jews in their soul, then Tzibor is Eretz Yisrael. If the Beis Nagadol makes a mistake in their Psak, we learned yesterday, what Korban do they bring? If Rov Klal Yisrael does it, Apar Helen Dovershal Tzibor. What's the Tzibor of Eretz Yisrael? You know what the Gemara writes in Hurius and Gimel Manaf? Milavo Hamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Those are the borders of Eretz Yisrael. The Jews in Chutzaras, we don't count them. I mean, we're all Jews. But that's the audience. That's the audience. It's an amazing. Those two rhymes, you put it together. If you didn't get a chance, please show me and say it. I'll show it to you. Okay? It's in Bechoros, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah HaShoche, and the rhyme in the Perish Mishnahs, and the first Perek of Hurios says this explicitly. So that's where, if someone asks you, where did the Rambam get this concept of Chiddush HaSmicha from? He got it from the Torah. Because if you can reenact the audience of Klal Yisrael by having all the Chum in Eretz Yisrael agreeing, then you've reenacted the audience of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's only Eretz Yisrael. That's why Judah ain't Smicha of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it's not agriculture. Right? Trumas and Maestros is only in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha is not an issue of agriculture. You need to have the audience of Klal Yisrael. The only time you have the Tzibor of Klal Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Where do you have this concept that you have to have the audience? From the Pasuk and the Chumash. The way the Smicha was given. V'siviso oso le'inehem. Ein sivui el divrei Torah. You want a Paskin and call it Torah Kula? Hashem. You have the audience of Hashem. You also have the audience of what? Of Klal Yisrael. So the way you can restart the chain is if you restart and got all the chum together, elect one Rav. That's how the Rambam created this concept of Chiddush HaSmicha. He got it from the Chumash. Someone asks you what the Makor is. The Rav said that that's what the Rambam is driving at. These two Perish Mishnayos. That's the Chiddush. So in the Mele, you're able to restart the Smicha. That's the Chiddush. Go ahead.
So if you're restarting the Smicha, then that Rav would be getting Smicha from the Klal?
In a sense, because they elected him.
Right.
Correct.
And then that would give him the power.
The ability to start the chain. Right. Yes. That would give him the ability to start the chain, which is really starts from Hashem, in a sense. It's a good, excellent point. But that's how the Rambam gets this concept of the Chiddush HaSmicha. Okay? It's an amazing concept. Yes, Yon?
How did we see that from Sukkim, though? Because Israel wasn't eating Eretz Yisrael.
Good point. Yonah asks, but they weren't, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave Smicha to Yoshua, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael. What's the answer? Great kasha. You tell me the answer. Same kasha as that I thought we only say hal on a nes where? In Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yadal. But we say hal on Pesach. What's the answer? That's before we got there. Same thing. Right? That's before we got there. Who gives that answer? Very good. Excellent. That kasha I saw was asked. That's how the Mabit answers the kasha. Okay? The Mabit says Yoshua's nismach kodim shniskachar sadei kibush, and therefore he was able to be, he could do it lemaisa. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the only reason why we give smicha is because the kedusha of the shechin is there. This is before we got there. The ikar kedusha of the shechin was in the midbar. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan answers the way what we said. Siman Yud Gimel Sif Yud Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan gives that answer. Okay, that the shechin of the ikar kedusha was in the midbar before we got to the Eretz Yisrael. The Mabit says Yoshua was nismach kodem shniskatcha aretz ayedei kibush. Bismanahu, they were able to get smicha even in chutzfars before the kibush. So similar terutzim. Okay? Similar terutzim. The din didn't start till we got there, basically. Either because the skin is short or because it was before Zman kibush. Okay, we got this clear? Gotta be clear? Okay, very important. Please, guys, let's get this. It's an amazing shot, okay, the Rav, with this Rambam. Okay? And these are the two tracks, the Chiddush HaSmicha. And they were arguing about it. Beis Yosef was a tzaddik. He didn't get involved, you know. He said, if you want to elect me, you want to elect me. If you don't, you don't. But it was, they were struggling how to interpret that Rambam. It says, Kolacham. Did Kolacham in Rav or Kol? Rubo Kekulo, usually. So the Ma'arib Rav was saying, it's Rubo Kekulo. Okay. But that was the motivating fact that they were tzaddikim. They wanted to get out of the Chiv Kardus if they had one, God forbid. Listen, you can't flog someone if you don't have smicha, because if you flog him, you'll be over in a Kabbalah, right? You can't punch a guy or flog a guy unless it's a heter of Malkus. Okay, very well. Viter now in the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see, Eli. Viter? Doing a great job. Go ahead.
Mayin smicha.
So what does mayin smicha mean? Go ahead.
Ilem adelo dine dine knossos.
Does it mean you don't judge the Knossos at all in Chutz Lawrence? Go ahead. Right, we have the Sanhedrin that can be judged both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lawrence. So you see that what? That's not true. Right? You see that they can judge Knossos. Bless you. So it's a problem. Go ahead. Go ahead. We don't give smich in Chutz Lawrence. Go ahead. Let's say the Rebbe's wearing Chutz Lartz and the Talmud's in Eretz Yisrael, then everyone holds what? Everyone holds it's considered to be what? Considered to be bad, right? Somchin b'Chutz Lartz, right? If the Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud's in Chutz Lartz, I'm sorry, if the Rebbe's in Chutz Lartz and the Talmud's in Eretz Yisrael, like we said, it's considered to be not good, right? Go ahead, Ella. Again, sheep the somchin b'chutz laretz and the smachin baretz. Ha'amrin and delah. Right. If the Rebbe is in chutz laretz, the Talmud is in Eretz Yisrael. It's bad. Go ahead. Hello.
Somchin baretz and the smachin b'chutz laretz.
My. What's the din? What happens if the Rebbe is in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud is in chutz laretz? So Uri, we have two ways to learn this pshat. Let's get it down. There are two ways I gave you in Seder how to learn this shayla. What are the two ways to learn the shayla? Yad Ramah said beautifully. Okay? Again, what does the Gemara say? If the Rebbe is in Chutz Lartz and the Talmud's in it, what? Eretz Yisrael for sure bad. If the Rebbe is in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud's in Chutz Lartz, can you give smicha or not? The two ways the Yad Ramah wants to learn the Shaila is as follows. Okay? And we'll go like this. This is the way the Rambam for sure learned the Shaila. Basically, what we're going to write Rambam as opposed, and the Yad Ramah in the end of the day. How did the Ram and the Yad Ramah learn this Gemara? What is the essential part of Smicha? Is it the Rebbe giving it, or is it also the Talmud receiving it? If it's the Rebbe giving it, he's in Eretz Yisrael, it's fine. But if you also need the Talmud to makabel it, like we said earlier, right, then you need him both to be in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm just going to write down. You write it in your notes though. Iker, he iker nekuda of smicha. For sure you need the Rebbe to give it. The question is the essential element also that the Talmud is mekabelit. That's how the Rambam and the Yad Ramah say the Pshat and the Gemara is. Okay? That's Gufa Neshayla and this Gemara. What is the Iker part of the smicha? Is the Iker part of the smicha the Rebbe giving it? Or is it also the Talmud mekabelit? If it's the Talmud mekabelit, or you better be in there to throw. That's how the Yad Ramah says Pshat. And the Yad Ramah likes this. Because the other Pshat that he says that Rashi said, what did Rashi seem to say that it was a Shiloh of guys? What does Rashi say on the daf there? What's the Shiloh of the Gemara? What's Rashi say the Shiloh of the Gemara is Pashup Shat? You tell me. Go ahead, Ellie. Somchin, read the Rashi. Somchin Baritz.
Somchin Baritz, when this machin, 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 when this machin,
Mi mahani does it work? Ki ilu.
Ilu. You say, Gabe b'shas smicha, umatzi l'meidan b'chutz l'aretz, kiditznan, tenhedrin n'argin b'chutz l'aretz, o dilma, kevan, they say, Gabe b'shas smicha, lo mahani l'ay.
Oh, so how do you write it on the board? Rashi learns the shayla. Do you need smicha b'funav or not? Or shalom b'funav good? That's how Rashi learns the shayla. Smicha Befunov, or is that good? Oh, shalom befunov. Sicha befunov. Oh, is shalom befunov good? That's goof of the Shiloh according to Rashi. Those are the two ways I wanted you to see in the Rishonim how to learn the Shiloh of the Gemara. And why is that second shot difficult? Said the Yad Ramah. Because why does the Gemara oppose the Shiloh of the Rebbe being in Eretz Yisrael and Tam and Chutzar? Why can't you just do Yushalayim in Tel Aviv? That's also shalom befunov. Or in the Yad Ramah's terms, Yehud and Gullo. Which are both Eretz Yisrael. You follow me? That's a good question. That's a very good kasha. Okay. But nonetheless, these are two different ways to learn up the Shiloh of the Gemara. What was the Shiloh? Iker Nekuda, that's Lamaisa. What is Smicha? Or is the Shiloh Smicha Bafanav Shalom Bafanav? Now, if you saw in the Rambam, how do you think the Rambam, how did I know that the Rambam says the issue is not what the Iker part of Smicha is? Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, amazingly, the Rambam writes, Beferish, the Rambam says, what is the Rambam's Lashon? The Rambam says, in Perek Dal Lechavav, what does he say? Shema Yishneim Ba'aretz, Somchen Oso Afopi Shem Eno Min Asmuchim B'makamechen Al Shochen Lo O Kosen Lo Shu Somch. Rambam says, Beferish, that Shalom B'Fanav is good. So the Rambam learned like number one, and the Rambam learned Halach Lamaisa, that not only is the Iker part of Smicha the Rebbe giving it, but also Yaakov, what do you need? You need the Talmud to what? To Mekablet. So the Talmud's got to be also where? The Talmud's also got to be in Eretz Yisrael as well. And if he's in Eretz Yisrael, it's good. And I'll tell you, every word of the Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka, is a halachic statement. Why does the Rambam have to go out of his way and say, Shochun V'Kosun? What is he trying to advertise for UPS or FedEx? Shulchan the Kosum Lo. What does the Rambam have to write that for, the Rav said? You know what the Rambam's trying to stress? The Rambam's trying to stress that you need a communication from the Rebbe to the Talmud that I am giving you smicha now. And that's why the Rambam writes it, Shulchan the Kosum Lo. If you're from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, it's fine. They both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Iker. Rav Schechter Shlita pointed out, what happens if the Talmud was in Bavel? And he heard that his Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael gave him smicha, and the guy's like a sprinter. His mamish like a sprinter. So he heard the news that his Rebbe gave him smicha, and he starts sprinting to Eretz Yisrael. And he gets there. Would it be chal? Let's say he gets there 2 weeks later. So Rav Schechter thought it wouldn't be chal. Why not? Because if you need this chain of the giving, the conveying, from the Rebbe to the Talmud, it's got to be babas achas. And if the Talmud is in a place where when he got it, it's not good, it will be bad. Halach l'maisa. So that's what I want to bring out. These are the two ways to learn the what? These are the two ways to learn the Shiloh of the Gemara. Okay? And Rashi's against the Yad Ramah. Rashi's against the Ram of the Yad Ramah. It's Masber Shita. Halach l'maisa. So it comes out that we have this what? We have this amazing what? Amazing machlekes and Rishon. But that's the Iker part of the Rambam. The Rambam's learning that Smicha is the Iker. And that goes well with what we said in the beginning of Shir from his father, the Rambam. That's why Rabbi Kiva, you need, what's the essential part of Smicha? Not just the conferring of the Rebbe, the Talmud. You need the Kabbalah of the Talmud from the Rebbe. And he didn't want it. And that was talking about classical Smicha. This is talking about classical Smicha, guys. This whole daf is talking about classical Smicha. It's not talking about restarting the Smicha. So it connects very well with what we said in the beginning of Shir. Because the Psak Halacha is you need the Talmud to accept it. And they both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly where they were. They're both in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rambam. They're both in Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv. In our Gemara, they're not. Okay, we got it, Klor? Oh, yes, Shimon, go ahead. Real quick.
When does the smicha take effect if he's sending it? Right when he sends
no,
it?
No, he has to be makabel based on our mahalach.
So you need
a kabbalah.
So the Talmud knows that the Rebbe is sending to, let's say, he's sending it to the Galil.
He's got to get the letter.
But he can come from Babel to get the letter in the Galil and he'll have smicha.
Intercepted, right.
Yeah.
If he intercepts it in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be good. Correct. That's a good interception, yeah. Usually interceptions are bad if you're on offense, right? Okay, we got it? Yeah, Gabi, go ahead. What do you say?
You need three people then if you're not together. If both Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbe needs three people?
When the Rebbe, nurse, where do you need the Beis Din to be?
You're with the Talmud.
You probably need the Beis Din where the Rebbe is.
And now when the Talmud accepts it?
It's a good question. I would imagine, according to the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Shimayu Shnei Barat, Somchen Osof B'Sheno, Ima Smuchim B'Mokom Echad. Right? El Shokhan Kosol. It seems from the Rambam that the Rebbe has to be in front of the Beis Din. That's what I would imagine. Okay? That's what I would imagine. It's a good kasha. That's what it seems to be from that. In Halacha Vav. You get that impression? It's a good point, Gabi. But that's my impression you get from the Rambam. He says, Ein Sokhan Sgen Mechutzah El Esumchan Insum Eretz Yisrael. They're both in Eretz Shokhan Kosol Lo. Seems like the Rebbe has to be in front of the Beis Din. The letter just has to get to the Talmud, okay?
So it doesn't seem like the Iker is on the Rebbe giving?
That's for sure. Remember we said that? Everyone agrees the Iker is the Rebbe. The question is also essentially the Talmud. So the Beis Din will be on the Rebbe when he gives it. But the actual receiving will be, so you don't necessarily have to have the Beis Din there. But it is essential. That's why he's got to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's a great point you bring up. I didn't think about that. But it seems from the Rambam that you need to have, the Smich has to be when he gives it, okay? The Beis Din has to be there. Okay, very well. So we have this what? We have this what? We have this Chiddush. Now this brings us to the following, okay? Let's just go on a little bit weiter in the Gemara, Eldi. Go ahead. Because there's a lot of nafkaminas we have to bring up. Is smicha really something that's considered to be a teres mishpat? Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Tashma.
Tashma, do you have a Yochanan? I mean, it's there,
Shimon Bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan was very upset because he wanted to give smicha to Shimon Bar Abba, and he never was around for him to give smicha. Plug that in, guys. How do you plug that in? Plug that in according to the two approaches.
That sound like
so if you say like Rashi, he was never around literally. He was never around literally that you have smicha being given. So smicha shalom b'fanav is considered to be what? Is considered to be bad. What do you plug in according to the Rambam and Yad Ramah? How are you going to read the Gemara? The Yad Ramah says b'feirush. Why was he upset? He never could give him smicha because he never was where?
Yes.
He never was in Eretz Yisrael, was in Chutz Laaretz. So please get that in your notes. This is a good example, guys, how you plug in the two approaches, how to read the Gemara. He was upset because he couldn't give him smicha because he was always in what? He was always in Chutz Laaretz. Go ahead, read the next story. So what happened? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Zirud and someone else was who was that other Rabbi Yochanan ben Achmai? Or some say Rabbi Yochanan Achmai and Chad Dime, there was a Chacham with him, and who was that? Rabbi Shimon Bar Zirud. So a person was Matsui Etzlam, they gave him smicha, and there was someone who was not by them, who was not common to be by them, was not some chuv. Same story, plug it in. Either what? In other words, one Talmud was there, either he was what? He was in front of them, or either was in Eretz Yisrael. The other Talmud wasn't, he didn't get the smicha. So you just read it, plug in the good stories based on the two approaches in the Gemara. Go ahead. What does that mean? They wanted to give smicha to Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Hoshea. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to give smicha, but it never happened. Why did it never happen? So let's get down. What did the Yavram all say? Why did it never happen? Because you can never could find three dayanim that have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. Thereby, the Adramo we wrote on the board yesterday is of the opinion, let's write it down, says when you give smicha the basin, all three need to have smicha. According to the Rambam, we paskin that only one of the three needs smicha. Then how do you read the Gemara? He never had the time. He was dealing with the whole, he was the Gadol HaDor, Rabbi Yochanan. So he never had the time to give him smicha. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need what? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need all three to have smicha. One suffices. So you have to read the Gemara saying that what? You have to read the Gemara saying they didn't have time. Stami didn't have time. And then the Gemara says, right? So this is what I want to bring out now. We said we would leave that till today. What is that machlokas all about, guys? What is that machlokas all about? Whether you need what? Whether you need smicha, all three guys need smicha or not. So we want to say two approaches, okay? Two approaches. Why do you need smicha in all three? Do all three guys need smicha? Yad Ramah says yes. Sarich, Shloshtom, to have smicha. Liot smicha. Rambam says Rak Echad, even though in the Parish of Mishnayos he was mistopic. What's this machlokes all about? So it could be, perhaps, it's possible to say, the following. First from the Briscoe Rav. And we'll discuss this when we get to this in the Gemara Bezashem. According to the Rambam, smicha is a license to paskin. But there are many times that based in don't paskin. Their presence alone is needed. And therefore, just like a doctor needs a medical license, a lawyer a law license, a lot of times based in the paskin, they need smicha. A Rebbe, a private Rebbe, to paskin, for me to paskin unconscious, I need smicha, or taras mishpach. But when basin is not paskin, who says you need smicha? You follow me, then? Therefore, when the Rebbe is giving smicha to the Talmud in front of the other three dayanim, are they paskining? Yes or no? They are not paskining. So the Briscoe Rav says, Yonah, why do you need one of the three rabbanim to have smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu? To keep that chain going. How are you going to keep the chain going unless the dayanim, at least one of the three, had it? Okay, granted, the Rebbe that had it was part of the chain, but we want the base, at least one of the three, to be part of that chain too. That's the svara, the Briscoe Rav writes. That's only why you only need one. Follow what I'm saying?
Is the Rebbe
that the license to paskin, smicha is a license to paskin, okay? We're going to get back to that, not today, but we'll build that up in the Gemara. But that's how the Rav wanted to say the Pshat, the Rambam understood that smicha was considered to be the concept. Smicha is a licensed what? License, rishayon, lefsok. But in this context, Ephraim, they're not paskening. Therefore, you don't need all three to have smicha. You got me, Nachum? Let's finish it, okay? Whereas Tysus, the Adramah, who says you need all three, and who other Shita it might be, and it might very also might be Rashi Shita as well. Rashi Shita might be very much as well that you might need all three. In fact, that's what the Sefer Torah Chaim and the Chamre V'chaye. Say Rashi Dibramasko Lo, Eli. Rashi Dibramasko Lo, what does Rashi say there? Rashi holds you need all three. Go ahead. Oh, we need all three. You need all three to what? You need all three to have smicha. So write down Rashi as well. It says the Torah Chaim and the Chamre V'chaye. You got me? And the Adramah said it beferish, guys. The Adramah said it beferish. So let's write down Rashi too as well. Based on the Torah Chaim, Gedolei Achronim, the Chamre V'chaye, say Rashi Shita too as well. So what did they hold? they hold that smicha is not a license to pasul. What is smicha? Smicha is an ingredient to make up a basting. Zach asked me a shiloh today about granola bars. I love them. What brought we say on granola bars? What was on the granola bar? A panel of ingredients. If I ask you what's on the panel of ingredients to make up a basin, what's on that panel? We're going to discuss, God willing, throughout the year, all these different ingredients. One of them is you need an odd number. One of them is you need them to be sitting. You know what another one is? You need smicha. Exactly. Write it on that panel. You know what I mean by panel? The food. Right? So what I want to write, smicha is... How do you say ingredient in Hebrew? Herkev, right? We'll call it Herkev Shel Beisdin. Okay? Herkev Shel Beisdin. So what emerges is a fundamental machlokes, guys, what the nature of smicha is. Is smicha just a license to pasta? It has nothing to do with the Beisdin. It could be a private love. Or no! Is smicha Dinin Beisdin? That's why all three, and I don't care what they're doing it from, whether they're pasking or whether their presence alone is needed, they have to have smicha. And that's the two ways to read the Gemara here. He couldn't find anyone. He couldn't find three mismachim from the chain. According to Rambam, you don't need it. Rambam will just say, no, he didn't have time because he was the God of the world, dealing with everything. It upset him, though. Those are the two ways to read the Gemara. Now, what I want to bring out also, possibly, is a different shot. This is the first shot in Lamas 1. I want to say a different shot now.
Can you explain?
Yes, Gabi.
Can you explain the reason why you need all three according to the Yad Rama?
Because according to the Yad Rama, any Beisdin that doesn't have all three of the guys having smicha is not a Beisdin. I don't care what they're doing, whether they're pasking or their presence alone is needed. You've got to have smicha.
How did the Brisker Rav do away with that then?
The Brisker Rav says the Rama doesn't hold like that. The Rama holds that smicha fundamentally, Yonis, is a license to pasking. Beisdin is not pasking in this context. Memeil, they don't need smicha. Why you need one of the three? Because it's inappropriate to keep the chain going on when none of the three dayanim have that chain. That's how the Brisker Rav says pshat in the Rambam.
But in a case where it's maybe hataras nadar, none of them would need smicha.
According to who? Hataras nadar is a question of whether they're paskin or not. If they're paskin, they're going to need smicha. Okay. They're going to need. That's a big machloikis whether Yachid Mumcha needs smicha or not. We pass. Tarsus Dharma is a special category. Shlosha Yotas are fine. It's a Beferish Gemara. I ain't got some based in the Dharma. You can do a Belial, you can do a Bekrovin. So it's not a real basin. It's not a real basin. Hataras Dharma. Beferish Gemara. You can do a Bekrovin, you can do a Belial. That's a good segue what I want to bring up now. I want to bring up another different mahalach to this machloikis Rambam against Rashi Aramon. Maybe we could suggest. And it's based on the writings of Rav Zhulti, that's how the great go. A different approach. Everyone got the first approach? Yeah? I want to bring up a second approach. Perhaps giving smicha from a Rebbe to a Talmud, is that called Torah's Mishpat? Is that really called a din Torah? Is that called an action of a din Torah? Is that called Torah's Mishpat or not? Torah's Mishpat, we'll call it. Torah's Mishpat. Is that really called the Torah's Mishpat? You know, it was in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. I agree with you in our Mishnah in that days. At least according to Rambam it was. According to Rashi, it wasn't, right? Is this called Torah's Mishpat? Because the truth of the matter is, if I would ask you, is it really considered to be an act of Beis Din? It's like they're kind of like in the audience. They're proud of this Rebbe giving speech of the Talmud. Is it really a Torah's Mishpat? So maybe according to the Rambam, it's not. And therefore the Rambam says all three don't need to have smicha. Maybe one to keep the chain going like the Brisker Rav. And the Yad Rama says, I do call it a Torah's Mishpat. If it's a Torah's Mishpat, you need all three to have what? You need all three to have smicha. L'may nafka mina whether something's called Torah's Mishpat. So I didn't give it to you. But the Minchas Chinuch HaMitzvos Tov Sadi Dalet brings up a bunch of nafka minas. For example, Lila. Could you give smicha to a guy at night? What do you say? If it's Torah's Mishpat, then what? No. Like the Yad Rama, no way. But if it's what? If it's not Torah's Mishpat, then of course, why not? Lila is one nafkamina. Normally, Bezin can never convene at night. You got me, Jeremy? Bezin can never convene at night. So if it's not a Torah's Mishpat, then it should be kosher Lila. If it's a Tarta Shmish, what are we a problem by? Number two, Nafkamina. Shabbos. Can a Beis Din normally convene on Shabbos? Yes or no? No, they can't. They cannot convene on Shabbos. They might write down the Psak. Do you know what the Maharsha says on our Gemara? The Maharsha says on our Gemara, here, on Daf Yudalim, on Alf Dir Masel Tchumen, he says, Ezel Lashono, quoting, near Lafarsh, I am a darkam, Lismoch, Beshabbos, a kibbutz Yisroel. They had a derech to what? To give smicha with a gathering on Shabbos. They used to give smicha to the Rebbe to the Talmud on Shabbos. Lila, Shabbos. What's going on here? Obviously, it's not a Teres Mishpat. According to the Chiddush Yaron, when we get to it, God willing, and Ham and Aleph, can you give Talmud? Can a Rebbe give smicha to a Talmud if, let's say, they're related? Let's say someone in the Beis Din is related with Krovin. The Chiddush Yaron has a case on Daf Hey. Normally, a Karav is Pasul Midiraisa Leidus Uladun. If you have a relative and you're judging a relative, it's Pasul. But can you be one of the members of the Beis Din when the Rebbe is giving smicha to the Talmud? And you're related to the Talmud? Yes, according to one sheet in the Chiddush Yaron. Krovin. Kind of like what you said. Yonah, Ataras Nadarm is good with Lila, it's good with Krovin. Shabbos is an interesting question whether Ataras Nadarm is good on Shabbos. If it's Latzorach Shabbos, it's even mutter. You need to break it for Shabbos. So you see there's many nafkaminas here. Many nafkaminas. Even, let's say, Shalobafonov. We said that you could give smicha shalobafonov. Normally, if it's a real Torah smish, but you can't paskin if he's not in front of you. You need a litigant to be right in front of you. You need a litigant to be befrondish. I'm going to write shalobifnei baldin. How can you say shalobifnei baldin? How can you give smicha shalobifnei baldin? Torah smish, but doesn't he have to be in front of you, the litigant? Obviously not. All these things seem to indicate, like that Rambam Shita, that maybe it's not called Teiris Mishpat when the Talmud, the Rebbe confers smicha to the Talmud. And this is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that I wanted to bring out to you guys, okay? And therefore, maybe that's a second approach to be masber this machlaikis. Do you need all three dayanim to have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down? Well, if it's Teiris Mishpat, then yes. If it's not Teiris Mishpat, then not. Because I'll tell you, the Rambam himself says, I think Zach pointed this out. Pirik Gimel, Loch Gimel. He says, whenever you have smicha, the dayanim need smicha. And then he turns around and says, when the Beis Din, all the members of the Beis Din need smicha. And then he turns around when the Rebbe gives Talmud smicha, only one of the three. What's going on? That seems to indicate maybe it's not Torah smishpat. And then all these nafkaminas will follow. Maybe it's good Belila. Maybe it's good B'Shabbos, like the Marsha has. Maybe it's good with Krovim. Maybe it's even good shalom b'fnei baldin, right? That's what the Mincha Shechina, I brought it into Shir. He points out here, in Tav Sadi Dalit, he says, you know what? Would this be good Belila? I'll read you one Lashon, he writes. Amazing. Tav Sadi Dalit, okay? Tav Sadi Dalit, he points about, I think it was Tav Sadi Dalit. Mincha Shechina points out, this Shaili says, even what? Even Belila. He says, Allah l'maisa. Let me just point out the mitzvah. So you write in your notes the mitzvah of the mitzvah. He writes is where's the lashon of the minchas? Oh, Tafsadi Aleph. I'm sorry, Tafsadi Aleph. He writes in one line here. He says the smichas yot b'shlosha shmuchim yishlosha ach ein shmuchim yot shlosha smucharak echad mehem. So then he says, maybe it should be good even Belila. Maybe it should be good even Belila. He writes, "V'yird efshar smicha shir beis din efshar de Belila lo mahani smicha." Maybe yes, maybe no. Kichol adinim v'efshar de shayach tchilas din the sark lion misanhedrin. So he's not sure whether it's a real Torah smishpat or not. He goes back and forth. He brings this up. It's an os gimel. So I'm saying maybe that's the nekuda samachleikis here. Is this called Torah smishpat? So two approaches. Either they're arguing fundamentally what smicha is, or they're arguing halacha lamaisa. Do we label this as being called a tyrus mishpat? Yes or no? That's gufa de machlekes that they're arguing about. Yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
So we're saying according to the Yad Rama, it would have to be a Torah's Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
But according to the Yad Rama, it's Shalom B'tnei, the Din, right? If they're not together, then it would still be good.
We said according to him, Halach Lamaisa, Torah's Mishpat, the Yad, what do you mean according to him?
Meaning like the Yad Rama.
Yad Rama would require it to be Bafanov. He required it to be Bafanov.
So
you say it's a little bit of a steer in the Yad Rama?
What is Shalom Bafanov? Meaning, I thought it's that.
If one's in Yerushalayim and one's in Tel Aviv, it should be bad.
Yeah,
if you call it Torah's Mishpat. But Yad Rama said it was good.
Yeah, so then should.
That's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
You're making a great point. Let's point that out in our notes. That Pinchas point out, it's a little bit of a stira based on that. Because on one hand, the Yad Rama requiring Torah's Mishpat, and therefore all three guys need smicha. If that's the case, then he should require them to be Bafanov. Lamaisa. And the Yad Rama learned like the Rambam that Shalom Bafanov was good. Great point. Okay. So maybe that's the difficulty we're in the second Hezbollah that we're saying. So maybe you'll say the first Hezbollah is a little bit better. Okay? You're making a great point. Does everyone follow Pinchas' kasha? According to the Yad Rama, you need all three to have smicha. Why? Because Torah's Mishpat. If it's Torah's Mishpat, then you should require the Talmud to be in front of him. And we said, according to the Rami Yad Rama, as long as he's in Tel Aviv Yerushalayim, it's good. As long as they're both in there, it's Shalom. Shalom Bafanov's good. Yes, Yonah?
Don't we have a case like in Gibbon where someone's able to send a codex or some sort of message to the Beis Din when the people are separate? And
right, but that has nothing to do with if you consider it's not Torah's Mishpat, that case in Gibbon.
No,
it's not considered to be Torah's Mishpat. Torah's Mishpat requires a litigant to be b'fnei Baal Din. So that's a great point you're making. You're bringing up a great point. Excellent point. Very good point, Pinchas. Okay, it's a kasha. It's a little bit of a difficulty if you say it like that, Hasbro. I mean, maybe you could get out of it somewhat like Yonah saying that Lamaisa, the communicat, you know, the letter makes it if it's b'fonov. Okay, a little difficult, but Lamaisa, maybe you could say it like that. But that's a very important point. Okay. Let's finish up the Gemara very quickly, and then we got to go Viking. Go ahead. And then we got to get to, I want to start some halakhas regarding Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Okay, everyone got this clear so far? We got it? I'll give you an example before we go Viking. One other example in the first approach. What was the first approach again? They're arguing fundamentally what smich is, right? Is it a license to paskin or is it not? Or is it an ingredient to make a basin? Okay? So it could be, for example, a woman. Is a woman kosher to be a dayan or not? We paskin a woman's pasul. But there is one sheet in Tosos that says a woman's kosher to be a dayan. There is one sheet that a woman is kosher to be a dayan. We don't accept it in the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin a man is only kosher le'edus and for dayanus. The woman that is pasul with dayanus, halacha l'maisa, but according to that one day in Tosos, a woman is kosher with dayanus. Yes, a woman is kosher l'dayanus. What's the pshat all about? So it could very well be that when we talk about the katz of the smichin, is smicha licensed the paskin, or is smicha considered to be what? Considered to be an ingredient to make up a basin. So it could be that women don't have sror. The Rambam says, can a woman be a king of the Jewish people? No. Melech v'lo makav v'chol shar mesimis. Perak alef hilchos malachim malachim gimel. A woman cannot be the king of the Jewish people. And any appointment, that's why the Rabbi Shlomo writes, according to Rambam, a woman can't be a president of a shul. Because that's in concept of srara. Okay? But lemaisa, and that's the way we would paskin, but how can Tosus say that one day in Tosus is a woman's kashal of Dionysus? How could that be? How could that be? The Gemara says, getting on hand based, a woman is puzzle for a based in. For what din? B'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. You know what b'fanei nechtam is? When the shliach brings the get from the din of Siyam and says, before him, it was written before him, sign. You have to do it in front of three people. Gemara says, black and white, a woman's puzzle. So how can one day in Tysus say a woman's kosher? We don't accept that, Tysus. But how can Tysus say it? Because if it comes to paskinin, if a woman's talented, then that day in Tysus says she could be a dayan. But if the basin is not paskinin, their presence alone is needed. Like b'fanei nechtam, they're not paskening. When your presence alone is needed, that's srara. So Rebbe can actually the one say, when it's srara, a woman can't get srara. That's why the Gemara says a woman can't serve on the days of b'fanei nechtam. But if she's paskening, like Tvora, then she could. Now, we don't accept that. I'm stressing. We don't accept that day in Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Zayin, Siv Beis, the woman's possible, to be honest, even to pasken. But you see that there's a difference between paskening and presence alone needed. You follow what I'm saying?
What's the transition of Asrara?
Asrara means authority. Okay? So that's the difference that we want to make. Okay? So that's the two approaches we have in this regard in the smicha. Yes, Arya, and then Ephraim. Go ahead, real quick, because we got. I want to finish up the Gemara. Go ahead.
A bit of a side point, but in Tanakh, I forgot who the king was, but when his father died, in Malachim Beis.
Yes.
So his grandmother was the acting authority over Yehuda.
Interesting. Interesting. Maybe it was temporary. Maybe it was temporary.
No, it was definitely temporary.
All right, so you got to maybe it was temporary. Maybe it was temporary. That's why. But the Rambam has very strong against that. Okay. Melech v'lo makom chol mishar mesivus. You'll point out to me in Seder. Let's find in Seder tomorrow.
And it definitely wasn't that she was the legitimate.
Okay. Monarch. That's where Moshe writes. What was the tshuva? There was a Rav who was Nifter, who had a Heksher. His wife needed the money for the Heksher. So they asked her, Moshe, could she sign the Heksher? He said, she could get the money. She should get the money. She needed the money, but you get another Rav to sign the Heksher. Because signing the Heksher is a Srara. Similar to what you said. Okay? That goof was Ramosha's chew. Yes, Ephraim, go ahead.
Didn't we say yesterday that the sheer part in the just sitting there is, if they're geirim, that possibly that it was less of a thing than the actual poskening, which would mean that if they can poskin, that they can definitely do the sitting and the waiting, which means that the poskening is more common.
Well, it's a great point, Ephraim, you bring up. Ephraim's bringing up, it's not, we said that giving the shiurim, right, okay, is fine. So according to our approach, that's not called srara. Giving shiurim is not srara. Srara would be when you're just sitting there watching a geiris, or you're watching a chalitza, or you're watching the funenechtem, or you're watching smicha being given. Okay, it's a great point you bring up. You follow me? So it's kind of like three tracks. Paskening, where basin's alone's presence is needed, where they're not paskening at srara, and then giving shiurim. Okay?
I'm saying they're not putting their separate categories.
Right, they're separate categories. That's what I'm saying. That's another three different categories. But you bring up a great point as well, that you do see that in sometimes paskening also has an element of srara, right? And therefore we don't allow them to pasken at all. That's why we had the recruits. So srara is not just when what? When they are what? Srara is not just when their presence alone is needed. It could also be when you're pasking over someone. Here we're saying not that way regarding the woman. It's a great point you're saying. So what Rabbi Ganak is saying is a little bit against what the Rava said. Because he said that paskening itself is not necessarily swara. That's what Rabbi Ganak is saying. We said yesterday from the Rav that paskening can be an element of swara. And that's why Shmaya Vavtayu had to recuse themselves. So it's a great point you bring up. The Rabbi Ganak, who was a Talmud of the Rav, is saying a little bit different than the Rav. When he says that the woman, according to that one day, then tells us that a woman's kosher to be a dayan. How does that square with the Gemara getting? Gemara says black on white, a woman's possible to be a dayan. The difference between paskening and presence alone needed. So you're bringing up that, but the Rebbe Ganach saying that pasken is no srara. But didn't we say yesterday that paskening was a srara? It's a great point. He seems to be going against the roof regarding that element. You could maybe mechalik if I would say a psak that comes from the Beis Din HaGadol, that's real srara. A psak from the Beis Din of three where the woman is no great shakes. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he could be mechalik and say that he's not necessarily against the rav. When you're pasking on the Sanhedrin Agadol, that's real srara. You know what I mean? When you're just a basin of 1 and 3, that's not real srara. Okay? But it's an excellent point. Everyone's making great points. Okay, very good. Let's finish up the Gemara, Eli. Go ahead. Let's look back, guys. Go ahead. So he was very upset about this. He could never give him smicha. So Amrule, they said to him what? We don't give smicha to Beis Eli. Go ahead. My zakin. Doesn't mean anyone from Bnei Eli never lives a long life. God forbid. That's what it says. Rachmanu Litzlan. Vaksiv. We already had a pasuk. Anashim. Ella.
Ella. Smicha.
Excellent. It means that not only does anyone from Bnei Eli die early, God forbid, but also they don't get smicha. So they said, don't worry about it, Rabbi Yochanan. They said, we couldn't get smicha anyway. Now the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi quotes, that Rabba and Abayi were from Beis Eli. And one lived till 40, one lived till 60. Why? Because they engaged in Torah, and also what? Kibbutz Chesed. So the Torah and Gemilas Chesed was able to uproot the Klala. But what does Rashi say? But it cannot uproot the Smicha. They can't get Smicha. That's what Rashi said on the Gemara. Okay? And that's why we have to engage in Torah and Gemilas Chesed, especially in Elul, for the Yemei Adin. How much power that it has.
Where's that Rashi?
Rashi's right here. Rashi on the Dafter, Elul Smicha. What'd you say? They didn't have smicha, it seems. That's what it seems based on this Gemara. Seems that way. You're saying how they never passed on him? The Shilas Ravina Abai, all were Shasher saying, John. It's a good point. Maybe they passed him theoretically, but maybe they didn't sit on it, didn't fire. Maybe. So Rashi says, though, you saw the Rashi? Rashi says the Torah is not allowed them to live longer, but does not allow you to get smicha. Says that beferish. Right? That was the context in the Gemara of Mavra Midosev. I was telling a few boys in Seder. What does Mavra Midosev mean? Some guy insults you, you're ready to punch him, God forbid. And you conquer yourself, you walk away. If you're Mavra Midosev, what does the Gemara say, Rosh Hashanah Dafi Chesem and Aleph? Hashem is Mavra, his meat is towards you, and it rewards you greatly. The Gemara has a case, someone was deathly ill, and the Amoraim brought him in. The Amoraim said, get ready, the shrouds. The guy heard it, who was sick, he was terribly insulted. He wasn't yet dead, they thought he was dead. He was about to yell at them. He said, chutzpah, you're calling me dead. But he conquered himself. He didn't say a word. And Hashem miraculously got him healthy. Amazing. Gemara. Take a look. He's got some Alfa Roshon. Mavra Midosev. I spoke about it in the shul once on Kol Nidrin. The ability to be Mavra Midosev. We say that every day. Look, kind of tzur. Yep. Someone says something, insult you, you're ready to get him back. Nafshiti do. My soul is silent. Not easy, but that's what we're expected to do. Let's finish up. Go ahead. Reb Zera used to hide away from getting smicha. He didn't want to get smicha. Go ahead, Damar. He always wanted to be in the darkness. He wanted to stay out of the limelight, you know? Go ahead. The Shama Laha. If you get Gedula, meaning if you get Smicha, then all your sins are forgiven. Once he heard that, go ahead. Amsei, he made sure that he got Smicha. He wasn't a Baal guy, he was a Tzaddik, but he wanted to get Smicha so he'd be forgiven. Whenever you're appointed to a position of authority, it's a Gevaltic thing. Three things, a Melech, a Nasi, and a Chasim. Right? Mochla Kalavanosa. Go ahead. Baiter. At the time of the Smicha Rizera, they sang. Go ahead. Yeah, he's not into the what? He's not into the eyeshadow of Los Rock, not the rouge. And not to what? The braiding of the hair. That's what they say about the Kala. Go ahead, Vialis. He's a tzaddik, Lamaisa. He's not into the outside stuff. He's into the Torah. Go ahead. Kisamche. When they gave Smicha Rav Asi, they sang. Go ahead. Lahana. He said, all these people get Smicha, they're Roy. Go ahead. That these fellows low.
Mas meeting.
Don't give the guys who don't give smicha that people can't explain their shittas. And don't give people that order. Mahapech invert the reasons of the Torah. Vamrelay. And not the people that prevent what? The svaras of the Torah. They don't say the right svaras of the Torah. Velo mitur misin. And people that are empty-headed. So you give smicha to the guys who know how to learn. Go ahead. When he came from the yeshiva to the Bahas of Caesar. Right, the matrons came out from the Beis Caesar and started singing in Masharian lay. Rabba Dame, Nasi of the nation. Go ahead. He was the manig of the Ummah. Botsina de Naira. He's the Nair of light. Go ahead. Baruch, blessed be him to go to peace. He should have atzlocha. Right? The Yad Ramah says, you could say, Baruch Mishavir Chalashon, that blessed be that brought him to peace, or Yiratzon Nebuach al Lashol. So this is the sugya we finished regarding what? The topic of smicha. This is what I wanted to begin with before we get to all the details of Rashi and the Mishnah, because it's critical, guys. That's, you should all aspire to have smicha, but we don't have the real smicha. We pray to have the time of the real smicha. And this is the lumdest of what that really emerges here, okay? And we talk about, was it in the Mishnah or not? That's what the Rambam really basically is saying. And do you need all three to have smicha, and do you not? And the notion of the Chiddush HaSmicha. So all these dinim are what are very critical to what we have to know. Okay, let's go now. Let's turn back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph. I want to just start the Rashi, and then we got to get to Hilchos Yom Narayim. I want to start, but I want to just begin, and we'll continue it tomorrow. Home Aleph. What does Rashi say here by Xavis? Go ahead, Ellie. What does Rashi say by Xavis? Go ahead. The top line, Xavis. Go ahead. Right. What does this mean here, guys? How do you define robberies, Adam? Zaymus. How do you define robberies? What does Rashi say? If you're a Shomer Chinam, and you're given an object to watch, and you're kofer the existence of it, someone asks you, can I have the basketball back that I gave you? He's kofer bibikoto. What does Rashi mean? Kofer bibikoto. You go up in Bayes and say, I don't know what you're talking about. You deny being given the basketball. That's kofer bibikoto. What does shlichus yad mean? If you're a shomer chinam, you know what a shomer chinam is? You're not paid to watch the item. Are you allowed to practice your dribbling? I haven't had a basketball for a few months. I want to make sure my dribbling is good. So the guy gives me a basketball to watch, so I start dribbling, right? Left-handed, right-handed, right? You got to be able to dribble with your offhand too as well, right, Ellie? Yeah? So you have to be able to dribble with both hands without looking at it when you dribble, right? So what's going on? You need to be able to dribble with both hands. I'm practicing my dribbling. You're practicing your dribbling? You're a shomer chinam. You shouldn't have touched my basketball. You know what that means? Gazlonis. You're a gazlan by touching the basketball. You know, there's a machlokes b'shame b'silim bab metziah and ben gilmez whether you can even think about dribbling. Hachoshev v'shloch yad. Imagine that. Now Rashi says it means not just literally thinking; it means talking about it. You can't even talk about dribbling at b'shame. I says doesn't mean thinking, but we don't pass like b'shame. Thank goodness regarding that halacha, we pass like b'silim. Guy was thinking about how to dribble. Yet I haven't had a basketball in 6 months. I want to be able to practice. I'm staring at this basketball the whole time. So I'm thinking about it. So Rashi's Beshama didn't think thinking was a problem. Talking about it is a problem. But Basil says you actually have to dribble. So what are the two forms of gazlonis that you can have for Shomer? One is what? Kofer bipikadon. And what's two? Shlichus what? Shlichus yad. What does the Gemara say in Baba Kama Kuf Heim and Beis? Kofer bipikadon is a what? Is a goslin. So this Rashi is a loaded Rashi. There are two parts of this Rashi. Read the whole Rashi again. Go ahead. Read the whole Rashi again, El. What's chotef means? Oh, you're a pickpocket. Have a goslin. Kigon? Does anyone know, Navi, what that story was? For tomorrow, we'll look it up. You know, is anyone familiar with that story? That's classic Zayla. Go ahead, Gabi.
When he cut the corner off of, when David cut the corner off Shaul's shirt.
Is that it? I don't remember. I didn't look. I gotta look.
That's a Shmuel
Aleph. Yeah, you go ahead, Shona. I thought so, Gabi, too, but it's not. It's later. Yeah, go ahead. What, you know the story?
I think it was describing one of David Malik's soldiers' ability to,
Okay, well, let's look. We got to look. Well, I guess we should look. Like Rosh Hashanah says, we got to know Tanakh, right? So what are the examples given for Gazlonis? Call for Bipikonon, Shlichus Yad, and what else? Maisa Gzela. What's the problem with this Rashi? The Aruch Lanier asks. I gave you an insider. You're going to get a chance to see it tomorrow. The Gemara says, call for Bipikonon is a Gazlon on its own. Why does Rashi say, call for Bipikonon, Dimishalech Boyad? He was a kofer because they also dribbled the basketball. You don't have to dribble the basketball. You can be kofer because on your own to be a goslin. Bomb kasha Rashi. A bomb kasha. It's a bomb kash on Rashi. You follow me, Ephraim? The Gemara says kofar b'bikaron itself is gazlanis. Just denying it itself, you become a gazlan. You don't have to mishalech boyan. So why does Rashi combine the two? Finish up the Rashi, aval.
Aval, lo ve velo shilem, lo mikri gazlan, dimilave.
Dimilva.
Dimilva, lo tza, nitna.
Nitna, excellent. Let's say you borrow money, you don't pay it back. Are you called a gazlan? He says no. The three cases you're a gazlan. Fourth, he doesn't say you're a gazlan. That's another thing we have to discuss. Whether that's other shita, is that all shitas agree with that? But let's move on. I just want to close with this kasha, and then let's go to Hilchos Shlichus and Hilchos Yom Noraim. Is that what I want to begin shir with tomorrow? Is this difficult Rashi? Okay, why does Rashi say Dimishalech Boyad? Kofar b'pikaron itself makes you a gazlan. You don't have to be Sholech Boyad. Okay, Daniel, you got me? That's the Oracle Nir asks this kasha. And you know what? I'm going to give it to tomorrow. If you look in the first Chedushi Aran, I did jump out of my seat. If you look in the first Chedushi Aran, you know what he says? I'll give it to tomorrow. In the first line, he says, I'll just read it to you out loud. Kol ma shalom zoch la'atzim yishachamero, hein shechotath ezachavitz, o Sholech Yad, o kofar b'pikaron. The Chedushi Aran himself separates it. He doesn't combine it together. You follow me? He says, oh, this, oh, this. This Rashi is a Pella. Okay, let's move on now in Hilchos Shlichus. You know, the Shulchan Aruch writes that from the beginning of Elul, he has to say Shlichus. Svardim do that. Any Svardim here that say Shlichus in Shir? That say Shlichus? Uri, you say Shlichus?
Yeah.
Oh, Rosh Hashanah. Very good. The Rama argues. He says no. The Rama argues. Uri has a schus. He's been saying Shlichus. The schus. You know how like the Balabatim say? I always tell them they shouldn't ever be like this. Oh, it's great. We don't have to say Tachanun today. What do you mean you don't have to say Tachanun? Tachanun's a privilege. Monday, Thursday, I have to say Murachum. What do you mean, Murachum is such a beautiful tefillah? You know, the three Yidim were on a boat. They almost died. They wrote for Hurachum. So I always tell the guys in the shul, don't be happy not to say Tachanun. They want to make it Kiddush. Kiddush. Come on. It's a schus to say Tachanun. It's the same vein as a schus to say Shlichus. But the Ramosas Ashkenazim don't say it from the beginning of Elul. They have to say it at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? So let's get this. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because if you look in Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah, it says, Vasisim Ola. Usually by all the other Chagim, it says, Vikraftim, Vikraftim, Vikraftim. When Rosh Hashanah comes, it's Vasisim. On Rosh Hashanah, we make ourselves a korban. And the halacha is, every korban that is offered has to be checked 4 days before as to whether it has a mum or not. We have to, at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, examine ourselves in a real way to see what we've done wrong, and therefore Shlichus must be said at least 4 days before. So this year, if I'm not mistaken, Rosh Hashanah is Sunday night, is that correct?
Yeah.
So if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday night, if you start, let's say, and we always started on a Saturday night, so if you started on a Saturday night, you only have 1 day. So we have to back it all the way back to the previous Saturday night. You follow me? Because Rosh Hashanah, the first day, cannot come out Adu Rosh. What's Adu Rosh? Cannot come out on Sunday, the first day, or Wednesday or Friday. Aleph is Sunday, Dalet Wednesday, Vav Friday. The first day of Rosh Hashanah in our calendar, the Hillel Sheni Men wrote for us, Rosh Hashanah, first day, can never come out Sunday, meaning Sunday day, Saturday night, Sunday. You know, Wednesday, Tuesday night, Wednesday, or Thursday night, Friday, ever. So therefore, you could have a scenario that Rosh Hashanah would be Wednesday night and Thursday, and then it would be perfect. If you start Saturday night, you got 4 days. But here Rosh Hashanah is what? It's Sunday night, so we have to bring it all the way back. So we're going to say more days of Shlichus. Baruch Hashem. We're happy about it, right? So shlichus must be said at least 4 days because we're making ourselves a korban. Now, the Rav Zatzal said that shlichus is a hakdama to tefillah. It's an introduction to tefillah. That's why whoever davens for the amud for shlichus should daven for the amud the rest of the davening. Because the Gemara says in Makkah is a very severe thing. Chas v'shalom should never happen to someone. But if someone starts a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, it says kover ishto banav. He'll bury his wife and kids. Because it shows you don't care about the mitzvah. You became disinterested. You started and you didn't finish. That's why it's a big machloikis, Magen Avraham Eliyahu Rabba, does that beat out of your tzayin? So it's a machlokus. One sheet that says it even beats out of yortzeit. If you daven for the Omer Shlichus, you finish up the field. I the other guy's yortzeit, still, this is a kedima. It beats it out. Because it's so important. And the Mishabru discusses this. Even if the guy would daven Meirev, maybe. If you daven Shlichus, Lomais, you should daven Meirev as well. Because it's a haktama to tefillah. It's an introductory element to tefillah. And this is what I want to bring out now, okay? And that is, we should go 11:15, 11:20. I just want to finish it. Let's just go to 12:20, okay? You have time, you have Tanakh at 1, right? So we should go to 20. So we'll stop at exactly at 20. What is the optimal time to say shlichus? What is the best time to say shlichus? So there are those that say shlichus at 10 o'clock at night, before Chatzos. Rebbe Avadya Yosef Zatzal has a blazing tshuva, scary tshuva. He says you should never say shlichus before Chatzos. He says it's kotzis, it's an atheist, which means al pikabal, you're cutting down saplings, whatever that means al pikabal. It's a bad thing. Believe me. Now, we don't judge other people. There are some that have minyanah, but we should never try to do it. Never try to do it. I always tell the guys, never try to do shlichus before Chatzos. The next time is Chatzos. They have a minyan in yeshiva, like 12:50, whatever it is, 12:50 a.m. It's a very good time. The best optimal time is an hour before dawn, which I don't think anyone does. Let's say dawn is, I don't know, nowadays maybe it's 5. That's the optimal time, an hour when Hashem's Shechina is floating there. And then the fourth time is before you're davening in the morning, which is what most people do, which is we do in the shul. So again, there are 4 times. Let's go in the order of best. The best is an hour before dawn. That's number 1. Number 2 is Chatzos. And number 3 is before davening. And the worst on the list is before Chatzos. Now, the most important part of the shlichus is Yigim Amidos. If you lag behind in the Tzibor, you should skip to go to, say, the Yigim Amidos. Kel Melech Naaman. You should always skip to the Kel Melech Naaman. Hashem Hashem Karach Mechanu. And Rav Sheker Shlita always pointed out to us the end of the shlichus. You know the end of the shlichus that we say, Anenu, Anenu? Those things are very important. Those are from the Tanoim. So you should make sure you say all of those. The Lashon Aramaic, you only say in a quiet Lashon, but when there's a Tzibor. Marin Divishmaya. So these are the important elements of shlichus that you have to have in mind when you say it, that you're asking Hashem to look over it. And our minig is to say the Hashamnu 3 times. Okay? We say the Hashamnu 3 times. In Eretz Yisrael, based on the Gaon, they say it once. But based on the Ramah, we say the Hashamnu 3 times. Now, so we have to rev ourselves up. It's not easy, but we should look over the shlichus before and to note to ourselves that it is hakdama to tefillah. Now, I want to just begin now with the halacha on Rosh Hashanah, and that is that if you notice throughout all of Rosh Hashanah, you never do Hashamnu or Al-Chet. Why not? Why is that? In fact, the Ramah says you don't even eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah, because the gematria of an egg is a chet, to that degree. Do you know in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe you have that in your yeshivas. In Eretz Yisrael, according to the Vilna Gaon's Nusach, they skip Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. You know that? Because you never mention chet on Rosh Hashanah. Why don't you mention chet? And we'll build this up, Bezer Shem, in the coming days before Rosh Hashanah. But I want you to get this. And that is that Rosh Hashanah is not about us. Rosh Hashanah is not about us. About our sins. About our being forgiven. It's not about us. Rosh Hashanah is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And making Him the King. And coronating Him as the King. That is the whole purpose of davening on the Rosh Hashanah, is to make him the king. Let's say you get to some part of the matzah, you know what's flying. You know what you should think? I'm making you the king. That is the process on Rosh Hashanah. You're coordinating him. And doing Al-Chei and Hashem Nuyon, it focuses on you. It's not about you. It's about the concept of making Hashem the king. It's not even accepting a kingdom of Hashem. It's making him the Melech. That's why the Netziv writes in one place, it's usher to cry in Rosh Hashanah during your davening. What are you crying about? Crying about your own sins? You're missing the boat. That's not what Rosh Hashanah is about. And let's close with this. If you would have asked me, I would have thought Yom Kippur should become before Rosh Hashanah. Finish up the year with a clean slate. Begin a new year. No? Why Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur? 2 days of the 10 days of Aser Shemei Teshuva, higher mathematics, even I can figure it out, 1/5, 2/10 is 1/5, is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Teshuva? Yes, it is. Because it's an absolute joke to embark on the road of Teshuva unless you make a pledge of allegiance in the most serious way that Hashem is your Melech. And 2 days are devoted to that. Solely to that. So then the next 8 days are serious business. Because if you don't do that, did you make Hashem the king? Without making Hashem the king, it's meaningless. And that's why 20% of the Aser Shemei Teshuva is devoted to this concept. That's why we don't mention Al-Chei. That's why we don't even eat nuts. Ramoy adds on because of spitting too as well. But that's why we also have to say the Shlichus. To examine ourselves at least 4 days before. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Chazer over. Tomorrow we'll go Vayter with the Rashi and the different Rashis in the Mishnah. And we have to comment on it.